You're in 2SER Breakfast. Danny Chifley here with you. And I'd like to think that our listeners here at 2SER are doing the right thing and are already saying no to single-use plastic. Am I right? Of course I'm right. But you may have a friend that needs reminding as of tomorrow. Some single-use plastic bags will be banned. To find out more about the single-use plastic ban, from the Environmental Protection Agency, Manager of Policy, Divya Patel, an expert in everything to do with single-use plastic. Good morning, Divya. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm really well, thank you. How are you?
I'm all the better for finding out about these single-use plastics being banned as of tomorrow. Can you sort of, I mean, obviously that's sort of a wide scope of things there. Are you able to sort of give us the Cliff's Notes on what is being banned and we can't use as of tomorrow?
Absolutely. So from 1 November, which is tomorrow, we're going to be banning a whole bunch of single-use plastic items. So that includes your plastic straws, stirrers, cutlery, plastic chopsticks, plates, bowls, and those cotton buds with the plastic stems.
I know them.
And you may not be, the expanded polystyrene food wearing cups, which are the white sort of foam cups that you might remember for your fish and chips and your burgers.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And some rinse off personal care products that have plastic microbeads. So, you know, your face washes and certain toothpaste.
Oh, excellent. Well, and I know that sort of many of purveyors who would have traditionally used those sort of things, they've moved on to using stuff that's sort of made from bamboo and so on and so forth in anticipation of the ban.
That's right. So we've been really pleased to see that many people, you know, even when they're hosting parties and or community events, or retailers have actually, you know, got ahead of this a while ago and moved to alternatives like cardboard or bamboo. So you're absolutely right there.
I imagine it was, as with everything, though, there's probably been a bit of a vocal minority who've had something to say about this ban.
Yeah, like with anything, when you ban anything at all, yes, of course, you get differing views, and that's respected and very much acknowledged, which is why we've tried to give enough notice about these and get people sort of 12 months in prepared and ready to go.
Yes. And when I go to, I like to do the thing where you pick up 10 bits of rubbish when you go to the beach. I think this is sort of two of the most common bits of plastic rubbish that I find there at the beach is the Chupa Chup stick, or the lollipop stick rather, and the straws from the little Tetra juice containers. Are they going to get the ban?
Yeah, so there's a whole bunch of other items that are also problematic. You're absolutely right. But they're not banned as yet. So we'll have a little, we have a review list of items for 2024 that we'll be looking at. But, you know, these are pretty big changes we're bringing in at the moment. So yep. Future changes we'll have to do again with businesses and industry and make sure there's alternatives as well. But you're absolutely right about the lollipop sticks, even the balloon sticks. There's a whole bunch of items that are also very prevalent in the litter stream that we need to tackle.
And obviously if people have got existing stockpiles of these items, like for a person who uses ones of plastic forks or plastic plates at home in the cupboard, should they sort of dispose of them thoughtfully right away, or it's cool to use them and then get rid of them thoughtfully?
Yeah, so they're fine to use them up at home. So, you know, if you've got a stash in your cupboard like most people probably do, you need to use them up. You can do that at home. It's just when if you're running a community event or a business or supplying them to the public, that's when they're actually banned. So the good thing we've done is partner with an organisation called Great Plastic Rescue.
Yeah.
So if you go on their website, you can register and they will take your excess items and recycle them for
Great.
You.
What are they, Great Plastic Rescue?
Great Plastic Rescue is their name, and we've partnered with them specifically, I mean, mostly for businesses and community organisations that might have some boxes left to recycle, but also, you know, if you're a consumer and, you know, you've got way more than you thought you had, you know, you can register with them as well.
Excellent. Well, I'm so this will be the last Halloween where there'll be all this waste of bloody plastic. I couldn't be happier about that sort of thing. The amount of waste from Halloween, that's the real terror, if you ask me, Divya. And where can people go to find out more about everything that's happening there in regards to stopping and swapping from plastic to sort of more sustainable items?
All plastic-related information to do with the bans is available on the EPA website. So that's www.epa.nsw.gov.au. And on the homepage, you'll see a link there to everything you need to know for plastics. That includes flyers that you can download and posters if you're a business to tell people. So lots of people have got them on their window now if you go to a shop or a cafe. and all the translated resources in 15 languages.
Excellent. And in other news, you've expanded the return and earn scheme where people can get rid of wine bottles and stuff.
That's right. So we're currently consulting on that. So the consultation will run until early December. So I encourage you to go in and put your views into the EPA, and hopefully we'll see an expansion.
Oh, I was asking for a friend on that one. I wasn't saying that I've got tons of wine bottles at home that need getting rid of. That was just
no, me neither.
No. I just got heaps of gym equipment, but all of it's getting used heaps. But that's another story. Divya, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast. I think that everything you do there at the Environmental Protection Agency is just wonderful. It's great to see this ban in place as of tomorrow, and I look forward to spending my summer at a much cleaner beach.
It's a real pleasure, and thank you to all your listeners for participating as well.